paragraph Gimel, V'alkein ne'amar b'Shabbos l'man yonuach shorcha v'chamorcha. Now you'll understand that when the Torah teaches us the mitzvah of observing Shabbos, it says, make sure that you rest on Shabbos, so that, and also that your ox and donkey will rest on Shabbos. Shor v'chamor daiko. Look how the Torah chose that example of the ox and the donkey about Shabbos. Afal pi shalin indinyan shvisas behema, mitzuvim al shvisas kol ha-behemois v'chayis. Even though regarding having your animal rest on Shabbos, it applies to all animals, dogs, cats, everything. Rak ikar ha-mitzvah, kedei lahamshich shvisa v'naicho al b'chinas shor v'chamor. However, the main mitzvah is to be able to draw the power of Shabbos over the ox and donkey. Lahachmiya mehem achizas shor v'chamor deklipa. To be able to remove from Shabbos the negative aspect of the ox and the donkey of klipa. Shehem b'chinas Esav v'Yishmoel. Shehem ikar zuamas hanochosh. They are the main tumah, the snake. Hanechaz bimei hachoil ba'alametes melochas kanal, which is attached during the weekdays to the 39 acts of work. V'alkein Yaakov, and therefore Yaakov Avinu, shezocho lahachnia klipa seisov v'Yishmoel, who was zochet to defeat the klipos of Esav and Yishmoel, ki hoyo mitosoi shlema, because Yaakov Avinu was zochet that all the children he produced were all religious, were all good. Avram Avinu had a Yitzchak, but he also had a Yishmoel. Yitzchak Avinu had a Yaakov, but he also had an Esav. Yaakov Avinu was the one who succeeded, that by him there was no Esav, there was no Yishmoel. He eliminated Esav and Yishmoel completely, and he had pure produce. Alkein ne'amar boy, that's why it says also by Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu confronts Esav and he wants to introduce himself, on his business card it says, Vayehi li shor v'chamor. I possessed the ox and the donkey, meaning I kamuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, saying that I rule, I succeeded, I defeated the ox and the donkey. The klipa of the ox and donkey have no power over me. Ki Yaakov hu ikar ha-emes ha-mavur ba-toira zois. Because Yaakov Avinu represents the essence of truth that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal discusses the three channels of truth. Shloisha kavei emes. Bechinas titein emes li Yaakov. As the Pasuk says, that truth applies to Yaakov Avinu. Ki Yaakov zocho l'chol shloishes kaveyo emes. Yaakov Avinu was zocho to all three channels of truth, shehem tefila, v'toira, v'shiduchim. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran tells us that the three symbols of truth are tefila, toira, and shiduchim. And Yaakov Avinu was a major success in all three areas, as we're going to see right now. Ki ne'amar boy vayifga bamokoim. Because the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, vayifga bamokoim. He arrived at the place. The Gemara says, ein pegia ela tefila. That pegia refers to tefila. That's when Yaakov Avinu established the tefila of Meirev. So we know that Yaakov Avinu is one of the pillars, one of the major pillars of tefila for Klal Yisrael. And that was at the site of the Beis HaMikdash. V'hu helos ha-tfila b'shleimus l'b'chinas bayis. Yaakov Avinu was the one who actually completed the elevation of tefila by elevating it to the level of bayis. Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Likutei Moran, Kimavur ba-toira mishpotim b'simen yud. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 10 in Likutei Moran, Ki Yaakov koroi bayis. Yaakov Avinu referred to the site of the Beis HaMikdash as a bayis. We know that Avram Avinu referred to it as a har, Yitzchak Avinu referred to it as a sode, and by Avram Avinu's tefillah it says har, by Yitzchak it says sode, by Yaakov Avinu it says bayis, which Rabbeinu Zal says is the highest elevation of tefillah. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 10 in Likut Imran. Okay, so that's tefillah, which is one of the channels of Emes. V'zocho la Torah, and Yaakov Avinu was zocho to major success in Torah, Kamosha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moirosho kehilas Yaakov, that the Torah is our tradition from Yaakov Avinu. Ukamosha Kosov, and as the Pasuk says, Im Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan, and the Gemara says, V'taryag mitzvois shamarti, and I observed all 613 mitzvahs. The word garti is the same letters as taryag. That even though I was living with such a rasha in Lavan's house, even there I fulfilled all the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's number two. That's the second channel of Emes. V'zocho l'shiduchim amitiim digdusha. And Yaakov Inu is the one who was zeicha to the highest level shiduchim within the framework of holiness. Ki zocho l'hishtadech im zivugov hu amitiim. He was zeicha to marry his true zivugim. Shehem Rochel, Valea, and Bila, and Zilpa. He had all four wives of Kedusha, from which he was able to bring forth the 12 tribes. Shal Yodom, Hamid, Mito, Shlema, Belip, Silas. It's with these wives that he succeeded in bringing into the world this pure, holy seed. All his 12 children, his 12 sons, and Dino, all purity. Mito, Shlema, they're called. Shemehem, Yotsu, Kol, Beis, Yisrael, from whom the entire Jewish nation comes forth. V'alkein, Shomar, Yaakov, Es HaShabbos. And this is why the Torah makes a point of telling us that Yaakov Avinu observed Shabbos. Kamay Shom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, that it says when he came to Shechem, it says, what's the wording in the Pasuk? I can't remember the Pasuk, but the Gemara says on it, one opinion says he established baths there, bathhouses, Merchatzois tikein lahem, and the other one says eruvei chatzeros, that he was masakein eruvei chatzeros. You know that even that, even the law of eruv, Yaakov Avinu kept. V'alkein ikar hisgalus achtus haposhut mitoch pulois mishtanois hoyo alidei Yaakov, and therefore the tzaddik who was zeichet to bring this forth in the greatest success, to be able to show the unity of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, from major diversity, was Yaakov Avinu. Shezocho lahamid shnei mosor shvotim. He was zochah to bring into the world the 12 tribes. Shekol echad ve'echad hoyo lo deya miyuchedes, where each one of them was an individual. Each one of them was a major different thinker. Ki kol echad miyashvotim hoyo gavan miyuchad kifi gavan avnoi shebechoshim. Each one of the 12 tribes was a different color. In the choshen of the Kohen Gadol, each one of them had a stone that was a different color, showing their uniqueness. Each one was different. Pe'ulois mishtanois. Hayinu b'chinas pe'ula mishuno mechaveroi. They were each different from each other. V'kulam ke'echod nichlelu b'deyo echod. And yet, all of them joined together as one. V'omru b'peh echod b'shas istalkus Yaakov. And they said in unity, right before Yaakov Avinu passed away, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. They said that just like you have only one thing in your heart, Daddy, Yaakov Avinu, which is Hashem Echod, we also, despite the fact that we are so different from each other, in this, we are all one. Sheze Iker Shlemus Hizgalus Achtus HaPoshut. This is the greatest success, the great highest degree of revealing the unity of Hashem. Kisherabim Maskimim Ledea Achas. When many are able to agree on one thing, or unify, come together on one item. Kimavura Bahatoy Razois, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter of Likut Imran. Bechinas halocha kerabim ayin sham. Rabbeinu Zalveya speaks about the fact that the Gemara says that how do we decide when there's a when there are an argument, when there's a difference of opinion in halacha, how do we choose who to follow? The answer is we follow majority. So Rabbeinu Zal explains what's why. What's that? Just because they're a majority that makes them right? And Rabbeinu Zal explains that whenever you have a multitude of people or a group of people who are all different in nature and different in thought, and they are able to unite and see eye to eye on something and agree, that's what Hashem wants the most. That's what Hashem likes the most. Obviously, there's exceptions to this. There are exceptions. If non-Jews, if 200 million Arabs get together and they're united about tossing Israel into the sea, about destroying Eretz Yisrael, destroying the Jews, the fact that they are a majority doesn't make them right and doesn't allow for their success yet. We're talking about within the framework of Emes, within the arena of good, within good, when you have a majority, in many cases that carries major clout. Because Hashem has tremendous satisfaction when a large group of people are able to come together, to make a minyan together, to daven together, to learn together, or to be united on a particular, on an opinion about something. Ki Avrohom v'Yitzchok, shebiyameim lo nizbarer b'shleimus adayin kedushas Yisrael, because Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, during whose lifetimes the Jewish nation had not yet been brought out, you know, clearly. Al kein loizocha kol echod lahamid kiim ben echod bekdushas Yisrael. That's why each one of them was only successful in bringing one child into the world who had the holiness of a Jew. Dahinu Avraham hemid Yitzchok levadoi. Avraham Avinu was only able to bring Yitzchok Avinu into the world. V'Yitzchok es Yaakov levadoi. And Yitzchok Avinu was able to bring only Yaakov Avinu into the world. Whereas Uben Hasheni Shehoyol Avraham, Avraham Avinu's second son, his other son, Shehoyoloi Deya Mishuna Bavadai, who was definitely of a different opinion than Yitzchok Avinu, ki ein doyme das odam echad l'chaveiroi, because no two people think exactly alike, v'tekev shehigio he'emuna l'shnei deyos, and as soon as the topic of emuna, as soon as the issue of faith presents itself to two different people with different thinking, nechaz zuamas hanochosh b'Yishmoel, the snake grabbed onto Yishmoel. Shehoya bechinas pu'ula meshuna, deya meshuna mitzog, who was another opinion. He was a different person than Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu was one person, Yishmoel was a different person, and when it came to the issue of faith, they did not see eye to eye. Yitzchok Avinu embraced the faith in Hashem, Yishmoel did not. Ad sheloi zocho lahafrich daitoi hameshuna lehikolel bachtus haposhut, to the point where Yishmoel was not privileged to change his mind, to change his different way of thinking, to conform with and to unite with this unity of Hashem, with Yitzchok Avinu. Interesting, even though we do find, you know, on a general level, this is fact, the way Rav Nosson Zal is presenting it. The Torah does make a point of telling us that in the end, Yishmoel did tshuva to a degree. Because we find when the Torah speaks about Avram Avinu being buried, it says, Vayikburu Oisoi, Yitzchok v'Yishmoel Bonov. They buried him, Yitzchok and Yishmoel. And the Gemara says that Yitzchok was 13 years younger than Yishmoel. Why is he listed first? Yishmoel let him go ahead of him. And this showed that Yishmoel at that point had done tshuva. So to a certain degree, Yishmoel did a tshuva, but unfortunately we see the nation that came from him and everything, we see that they are still the major opposition to Klal Yisrael. And they do not accept our Hashem, obviously. So Yishmoel was different from Yitzchok. He was not zoche to accept, to change, to bring his different opinion to a unity with that of Yitzhak Avinu. V'chein Esav, shohi mishuna miYaakov, and so to Esav, who was different from Yaakov Avinu, lo yizocho lehikolel im Yaakov b'dei achas, l'inyan ikar yisoyed ha'emun ha'kdoshu. He was not soichet to join Yaakov Avinu regarding the issue of faith in Hashem. Ki oz lo nizbararo hazuamo b'shleimus. Because at that point in time, the filth of the snake, the residue of the Eitz Hadas, had not yet been purified, had not yet been fixed up. Ad she yizgala b'shleimus b'chinas achdus haposhim mitoch pulas mishtanis. To the point where we could reveal the unity of Hashem from all of these differences. Dehainu shekol hashinui deis yaskimu alikar yisoid hemes v'amuna. Meaning that all the people, with all their different ways of thinking, should be able to unite and join together and be in complete agreement of the faith, basic faith in Hashem. Lahamin to believe shekol apulois mishtanois v'chol hashinui deis sheboilam kulam nimshoch miyechad haposhu. That all the different objects in this world and all the different opinions all come from the one and only, from Hashem Echad. So during the time of Avram Avinu, this didn't happen. During the time of Yitzhak Avinu, it didn't happen. Avol Yaakov zocho loze b'shleimus. Whereas Yaakov Avinu was zocho to accomplish this to perfection. Ki zocho lahamid bonim harbe. He was zocho to have many children, not one Jewish child. He had many children. 12 tribes, where each one of them was different in their way of thinking. Each one was a different color in the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol to show that they're not identical. And despite their many differences, regarding the foundation of faith in Hashem, kulam hiskimu l'dei achas. They all united. They were all in perfect agreement. V'amru b'peichod shma Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad. And they all said together, Hashem is one. Interesting that the two sentences, shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, boruch shem kevoid malchus olam v'od, have 12 words corresponding to the 12 tribes. And Rabbeinu Zal, in fact, tells us in Torah Lamed Vav in Likutei Moran that when a person is saying the Shema, when they're saying those 12 words, we're supposed to have in mind that I'm attaching myself to the 12 tribes who are the place of holiness, and thereby I'm detaching myself from the Sitrachra, from the Shifchabisha, from the Erevra, from all kinds of Tumah. So the 12 words of Shema and Baruch Shem represent the full spectrum of diversity, and it's all coming together, it's all Echad. Shezehu Iker Shleimus Hizgalus Achdus HaPoshut. That's the real beauty of revealing the unity of Hashem, Kisherabim Shemishunim B'dei Oseim Maskim L'deya Achas. When many people who do not think exactly alike, who do not dress exactly alike, they're very different from each other, and they all unite in this side, and this makes us all one, that we recognize that we come from Hashem Echad, and we're all part of Hashem Echad. V'alkein zocho Yaakov lehachmia klipas Esav Yishmoel legamri. And because Yaakov Avinu was the one who brought about this great revelation of Achdus HaPoshut from Pulois Mishunois, that's why he was the one who succeeded in defeating Esav and Yishmoel. V'alkein nemar boi v'ayihi li shor v'chamor. That's why he said, I am in charge of, I'm in control of shor and chamor. Ki zochu lahachmia haklipois hanechozim b'shor v'chamor. He was zochu to subdue, to defeat the klipois, the tumor that's attached to shor and chamor. Ulahachnis gam b'chinas hashor v'chamor tachas yad hakdusha. And to be able to bring the ox and donkey into the kedusha, he was able to eliminate the negativity there, the bad there, the tumor, and the good to be able to bring into the kedusha. Because Yaakov Avinu observed the mitzvah of kilayim. He was very careful not to mix different species. As it says in last week, 2 weeks ago's parsha, Vayishlach, Bahadoyren Shesholach LeEsav, when it speaks about the gift that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav, it says, Vayitein Beyat Avodov, Eider, Eider Levadoi, that Yaakov Avinu sent this present, all of these animals, each grouping separately, the camels separately, the oxen separately, the donkeys separately. Lahoira is to show Shenizhar Mikilayim, that Yaakov Avinu was very careful about the mitzvah of Kilayim, Kemuva, as is brought in the Gemara, as we're told. Hainu Kanal. This fits beautifully with what we're learning about here. When we understand the concept of what Kilayim is all about, that a Jew's mission in this world is to reveal the Achdus HaPoshut from Pe'ulois Mishunois. That's the whole reason Hashem created the world. And Hashem created all of these different colors and different species and different this, so that from all of these differences, they should all be able to be brought together as one in an incredible unity. But Rav Nosson Zal showed us earlier that that can only be done if each one of these Pe'ulois Mishunois sends the light back up the way it originally received it, via its path, its channel. The moment you put two species together, too close together, especially in work, then their paths get intertwined and it becomes a problem reconnecting with the Achdus HaPoshut, reconnecting with Hashem, as we mentioned in the previous year.